All right, today's daf is Menachos Daf Yud Ches. Today's shir is sponsored by Beryl Eckstein, Lezecha Nishmas, Rav Shimon Aryeh Leib, Ben Yecheskel Chaim, whose yard site is on Chaf Aleph Elul. And we thank Beryl very much for the sponsorship. And today's shir is also co-sponsored anonymously. So we are holding on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are about to discuss how our Mishnah might be against Rabbi Shimon, because the Mishnah discussed when someone has a machsheves chutz lezmano, machsheves pigul, but on lechol dover shein darko lechol lahaktir dover shein darko lahaktir, he has in mind that he's going to eat the komets or eat the levona. He has in mind chutz lezmano, or that he's going to burn the shirayim chutz. So the Mishnah said that would not make pigul. So the Gemara said is going to have a suggestion that there's a machlokas tanoim. And Rabbi Lazar said in the Mishnah, we'll get to Rabbi Shimon later. Rabbi Lazar said in the Mishnah that it would still be possible, that the carbon would still be possible, even though it's something that's ein darko lechol lechol davar shein darko lechol lahakti davar shein darko lahakti. The question is, what does Rabbi Lazar mean by possible? Does he mean mamish pigul, or does he mean just possible but not pigul, only possible midrabanan? So we're going to have a suggestion that maybe this is a machlokas tanaim. And then we're going to say, no, it's not a machlokas tanaim, what Rabbi Elazar holds. Rabbi Elazar definitely holds it's only possible midrabanan. In fact, what there is a three-way machlokas tanaim if you have a machshava to leave over the blood until the next day. That we're going to see is a three-way machlokas tanaim. And the three shitos in tanaim are kosher, hustle, or machlokas, that it's machlokas tanaim about whether there is a machlokas of earlier tanaim. Then the Gemara is going to tell us about an episode where Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, who used to love his Talmud Yosef HaBavli, and Rebbe overheard that Yosef's excitement when he learned about a machshava on blood that was left for the next day, that Rabbi Lazar holds that it's possible and the Chacham holds that it's kosher. We're going to try to figure out, based on that story, whether it in fact is a machlokas of earlier Tanaim, or whether Kulei Alma Lo Pligi in such a case. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to teach us about various Avodos HaMincha that are not Ma'at, meaning there is definitely a seder of how to do the mincha properly, but some of the steps, if you skip some of the steps, the karban is still going to be kosher. So we're going to have a list of such avodos, and on the list is going to be yitzika. So the Gemara is going to say, and also on the list is going to be belila. But the Gemara is going to suggest maybe those are two different things, as far as maybe yitzika just means that yitzika is ma'akev, it's just not ma'akev that it be done by a kohen. Belila is not ma'akev at all. Even by a zar, it's not makev at all. It's not makev whether it's done by a kohen or by a zar. Even though they're just listed together in the Mishnah, maybe they mean different things in the Mishnah. And the Gemara in Amud Beis is going to discuss that the Mishnah mentioned that if they're psasan pisa merubos, that if they do the psisa, the crushing of the baked korban mincha, but they make psisa merubos, so we're going to have two deos. What that means, psisa merubos, does it mean they crush it very tiny, or they crush it very large, that psisa merubos? Then we're going to discuss how our Mishnah holds yitzika bizar is kosher, that if a non-kohen does the yitzika, it's kosher, and that is against Rabbi Shimon, who thinks that yitzika is an avoda, and that if the serious avoda, that if a kohen were to deny it, he would it's divine origin, he would have no chelek in kohuna. So we're going to discuss whether our Mishnah is in fact against Rabbi Shimon. So let's begin, though. We left off at on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are at De Tanya, I think. We just suggested yesterday at the end of the shir, Tanoi hi alibid Rabbi Lazar, ikleman yam psul daraisiv, ikleman yam psul darabanan. That if you bring a karban mincha, having in mind, lahaktir lechel, dover sharoi lahaktir, or lahaktir, dover sharoi lechel, chutz lezmano, so Rabbi Lazar said that it's possible, but we weren't sure. What does he mean by that? Possible midrabanan or mamish pigul? So we said, it's a machlokas tanoim, what Rabbi Lazar held. Did Rabbi Lazar hold possible midrabanan or mamish pigul? Where do we find that it's machlokas tanoim? De Tanya, last run line is the Tanya, almost halfway down the page. Hashochet es hazevach lishtos midama lemachar. A person shechts hazevach, having in mind that he's going to drink some of the blood chutz lezmano, which the blood obviously is not supposed to be drunk. It's not a davar sharoi lechol or lahaktir mibasar lemachar. He has in mind that he's going to be maktir some of the basar, which is supposed to be nechal chutzes mano, or lechel may emurav lemachar. He has in mind that he's going to be ochel, but the emurim, which are something that you're supposed to be machtir, and he has a machshav chutzes mano. So Tanakama says kosher. That's not a machshav, is pigel. It's something that's a lechel davar shein roy lechel lachtir davar shein roy lachtir. So but Rabbi Lazar posel, but Rabbi Lazar says posel. But if the machshava was a little different, laniach midama lemachar, it was just to leave over the dam for the next day. Rabbi Yehuda posel. Rabbi Yehuda, we introduce a new tana. Rabbi Yehuda says it's posel. Amar Rabbi Elazar, af bezu Rabbi Eliezer posel v'cham machshirin. Rabbi Elazar says no, not clearly posel. Lukulei alma, that like Rabbi Yehuda says. Rather, this too is a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chamim. So this could get a little confusing, not only because it's a machlokas Tanayim within the Braisa, whether there is an earlier machlokas Tanayim, but also just the names. Rabbi Lazar is one of the opinions that argues about what Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim held in the earlier generation. So when it's Laniach Midama Lamachar, Rabbi Yehuda just said flat out Pasul, and Rabbi Lazar says, no, that too is a machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Well, Rabbi Yehuda Aliba Daman, when Rabbi Yehuda said, Puzzle, who's he going like? If he's saying that even the Rabbanon hold puzzle, when you have in mind to leave it over, well, that wouldn't make sense, because the Rabbanon hold that when you have in mind to be ochel chutz l'zmano, it's kosher. So it doesn't make any sense that if you have in mind to leave it over chutz l'zmano without any achila, just to leave a chutz l'zmano, that's going to be puzzle. Because guess what? If you're having in mind to be ochel chutz l'zmano, by definition, you're also having in mind to leave it over chutz l'zmano. So it's impossible that the Rabbanan would hold that if you have in mind to be ochel chutz l'zmano, it's kosher, but if you have in mind to just leave it chutz l'zmano, it's going to be pasul. So it can't be that when Rabbi Yehuda says pasul, that he's going within the sheet of the Rabbanan. Ella aliba to Rabbi Eliezer. He must be going within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that it's pasul when you have a machshava to be ochel, says Dover Sharai Lahaktir, Chutzlas Manova. Amr Rabbi Lazar, Af Bazu Rabbi Eliezer Posel, Vecham Machshirin. And then Rabbi Elazar comes along and says, no, even in this case, it would still be subject to Machlokas. But what? Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yehuda, isn't that exactly what Rabbi Yehuda just said? Rabbi Yehuda said, you know how Rabbi Eliezer Pasels when you have a machshava lahakdir davar sharoi lechol or lechol davar sharoi lahakdir chutzes mano. Well, Rabbi Yehuda says he holds the same thing when you just plan on leaving it over. Then comes along Rabbi Lazar and says, yeah, the same machlokes about lechol davar sharoi lahakdir davar sharoi lechol applies even if you just plan on leaving it over. They're saying the same thing then. So what could they be arguing about? Ah, elalav kare sika binayu. They're arguing about, would Rabbi Eliezer hold that you're chayiv kares when you have in mind lechol davar sharoi lahaktir or lahaktir davar sharoi lechol chutz l'zmano? That's the whole machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda savar laniach psula bialma bahanuch kares nami mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda would say that if you're planning on just leaving it over, so then Rabbi Lazar would say pasul midrabanan. But if you're planning on eating, you have a machshava to be ochel davar sharoi lahaktir chutz l'zmano, then it's going to be pigul, you're going to be chayiv kares. Va'asa Rabbi Azar lemeimar, Rabbi Azar comes along and says, no, edividi pasul vein bokares. Even when you have in mind the hakter davar shorei lechol or lechol davar shorei lahakter chutz l'zmano, Rabbi Eliezer would still only say pasul. He would never say kare. So you see that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar is whether Rabbi Eliezer holds lahakter davar shorei lechol or lechol davar shorei lahakter is only pasul midrabanan, or is mamish pigul that you're going to be chayiv kareis for. Says the Gemara, no, you're misunderstanding the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. Lo, dekulei alma kares lecha. The truth is, everyone would agree that Rabbi Eliezer would not be mechayev kares, that the whole psul is only a psul midrabanan. V'hacha gimel machlokos bedavar. You have to understand that there are three shitos over here, all about when you have in mind lahaniach chutz l'zmano. Not lechol, not lachdir, just lahaniach chutz l'zmano. It's three different shitos. How's it three different shitos? We couldn't even figure out how Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with each other. Says Gemara, Tanakama savar bahanach pligi lahaniach divrei kol kasher. Tanakama would say that while there is a machlokas between the chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, when you have in mind lechol davashorei lahaktir davashorei lechol, is it kasher? Is it possible? But if all you have in mind is lahaniach, just to leave it over, but not for achila, not for aktara, just to leave it over, chutzlismano divrei kol kasher. Everyone's going to say it's kasher. Even Rabbi Eliezer would say kasher. Rabbi Yehuda savar. Rabbi Yehuda says now bahanach pligi lahaniach divrei kol pasul. When you have in mind lahakti davashorei lechol lechol davashorei lahakti chutzlismano, that's the machlokas chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer. But if you have in mind lahaniach chutzlismano, just to leave it over chutzlismano, everyone's going to say that it's possible. Meaning, even the chachamim are going to agree that it's possible. My taima says, well, what would the reason for that be? Meaning, not the my taima is a strong my taima. It's counterintuitive. We already said just before that it's counterintuitive that the rabbanon are going to hold that when you plan on not only leaving it over, but you plan on being ochel davashorei lahaktir, lahaktir davashorei lechol, that's going to be kosher. And yet, if all you plan on doing is leaving over the dam, chutz l'zmano, all of a sudden that's going to be pasul. Why would that be the case? You're planning on even less, right? So why would that be the case? Says Gemara, it dafka by the dam, we have such a din. Because gzeira miktsas damo atu kol damo. Because we're making gzeira that if you have machshava to leave over any of the dam, we're gozer that you might come to have machshava to leave over all of the dam, and leaving over all of the dam would definitely make it possible. Says Gemara, v'kol damo psula d'oraisa. Leaving over all the dam is actually going to be a psul d'oraisa. D'tanya, amalem Rabbi Yehuda, how do I know it's a psul d'oraisa? Because Rabbi Yehuda said, i'atem odem l'shem inichu l'machar shepasul chishev l'anichu l'machar nami pasul. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's a psul d'oraisa. Rabbi Yehuda says, if you actually leave the dam over, it's going to be pasul, and therefore if you have a machshava to leave the dam over, it's also going to be possible. And then the third shita is va'asa Rabbi Elazar, the later Tanner of Lazar Lemeimar, he comes to say, af bezu Rabbi Eliezer posel v'cham machshirin, that not only in the case where you have in mind lahaktir davashorei lechol lechol davashorei lahaktir chutz l'zmano is it a machlokes chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, but even in the case where you just plan on lahaniach damo l'machar, you plan on just leaving the damo over chutz l'zmano, that too is a machlokes. So we have a three-way machlokes of later tanoim, how the machlokes of or whether the machlokes of earlier tanoim is going to even apply to a case where all you plan on doing is lahaniach. Tanakama holds that there is no machlokas when all you plan on doing is lahaniach. When all you plan on doing is lahaniach, then all of the earlier tanaim are going to agree that it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no machlokas when all you're planning to do is lahaniach. If all you're planning to do is lahaniach, even the chachamim would say that it's possible. Everyone would agree that it's possible. And Rabbi Elazar says that when you're planning to lahaniach, it's the same machlokas as when you're planning lahaktir davashorei lechol or lechol davashorei lahaktir. Says Gemara, v'sav Rabbi Yehuda laniach midam l'machar divrei akol pasul. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold that if you plan on laniach midam l'machar to leave the blood over to the next day, that all of the Tanaim, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, are both going to hold pasul? Is that really true that Rabbi Yehuda was under that impression that everybody's going to say that it's pasul? V'atanya, but I'll bring you a brisa that indicates otherwise, because the brisa tells us the story that Amar Rabbi kishalachti lematzos midam Dosai Eitzel Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua. The Rebbe reports that when he went lematzos midosai, says Rashi, leida mitzui talmudai v'lishol sveikosai. I had a lot of kashas, I had a lot of shailas, I had things that I needed to be resolved, and therefore I went to Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua to resolve these issues. So Rebbe was reporting, when I needed to go ask a shaila, who did I go to? I went to Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua. V'armila others say, lematzos midosav shel Rabbi Lozer ben Shemua. Not midosai, but midosav shel Rabbi Lazar ben Shmuel. What does that mean? Says Rashi, lelamed ulematos masher Rabbi Lazar chacham imeni. I needed to learn those things that Rabbi Lazar knows better than me. Meaning, it may not be everything. It may not be that whenever I have a suffix, I go to Rabbi Lazar ben Shmuel. But I know that he's expert in certain things that I'm not. So I needed to go to Rabbi Lazar ben Shmuel to learn those things that he is greater expert than I am. So when I went on this trip to Rabbi Lazar ben Shmuel, matzasi Yosef habavli Yosef. I saw Yosef HaBavli was sitting in front of him. And he was so beloved to him Ad liachas. Yosef Ababli was so beloved to him. Ad liachas. What does that mean? Ad liachas. So there are several shittos from Rishonim. Rashi says that he was so chaviv to him until they got to halacha achas, until they got to one halacha, and then it wasn't so chaviv anymore. Then there was something that he was dissatisfied with when they got to a particular halacha. Tosa says from a Megillah Starim of Rabbeinu Nissim that ad liachas means ad l'miod, that Yosef HaBavli was chaviv and Rabbi Lazar ad l'miod, that Rabbi Lazar loved Yosef HaBavli very, very much. The then Tosos quotes in the name of Yesh Mepharshim that it's ad achas means he was chaviv of ad nefesh, which is called achas, meaning a lashon of yechida, that it's yechida beguf, that he loved him so much, all the way in avas nefesh, that he loved him. He loved him in a very special way. But the Ben Yoyada says a little differently. He says, you know, there are two motivations of love. Sometimes a person loves something because he gets benefit or pleasure from it. Someone who loves a particular type of food is not trying to be kind to the food. It's because he enjoys the pleasure and benefit he gets from the food. And then there's a different kind of ava, an ava of an av l'bno, a father to a son, that even if the son gives him nothing but tzaras, the father still loves the son. The son isn't giving him any benefit or pleasure. He's waking, you know, let's say even to take an infant where it's a simple tzaras, he's waking him up in the middle of the night, and he still loves him very, very much. So it's nothing to do with the pleasure and the benefit that he's getting. And harav v'talmido. So that's what we're saying. The Yosef HaBavli was chavar l'blazer ad la'achas, an ava achas, which has nothing to do with any sibas haguf, with any sort of physical benefit you get from him. Then the Ben Yehuda says that achas is a kinoy for Torah. That Allah achas means that he loved Yosef HaBavli the way he loved the Torah. Meaning that in several places in Shas we have the notion that a Talmud Chacham is likened to a Sefer Torah. Sometimes we indicate that he's on a higher level than a Sefer Torah. Sometimes on a lower level than a Sefer Torah. But he's likened to a Sefer Torah in several ways. So here you have also, perhaps, says the Ben Yoyada, Allah Achas, he loved him like he loved Torah itself, because here was a walking example of Torah. It's interesting because Yosef Bavli was Yoshev Lefanav. The ESA I was at a shiva call, and at the same time, Rav David Feinstein's wife, Rebbetzin Feinstein, was there, and the woman sitting shiva told Rebbetzin Feinstein that my father used to tell each of the great grandchildren. I love all my great-grandchildren equally, but you're special. And he would tell that to each and every one of them. And Rebbetzin Feinstein said, I always say, the one that's on my lap, that's the most special one. So maybe that's pshat over here, that Yosef HaBavli was Yosef Lefanov. When he was Yosef Lefanov, when he was sitting and learning with the Rebbe, then he was Adli Achas. Then he was the most special Talmud. When he wasn't sitting in front of him, so then whoever was sitting in front of him was Adli. He loved all the Talmudim equally. But the one who gave him the opportunity to teach Torah at that moment, that was the Adla Achas. Rabbi Yaakov Emden just points out historically over here, you know, we the Sarah Haruge Malchus that we talk about in Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim. So it's historically, Rabbi Yaakov Emden points out, they clearly didn't all live in the same generation. It wasn't one story. It wasn't all at the same time. And one of his riots is our Gemara, because Rebbe was in a much later generation, and he went to Rabbi Lozer Ben Shemua. Rabbi Lozer Ben Shemua was one of the Asara Ruge Malchus mentioned together with Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Akiva. It can't be that Rebbe was in the same generation as all of those people. So it must be that this happened over many, many years, that this happened over many generations. So anyway, so the story continues. So here he is. Yosef HaBavli is sitting in front of Rabbi Lozer Ben Shemua. Amar lo, Rebbe, Hashokhele Sezeva, he says, I have one shaila for you. What if you shechta zevach, having in mind that you're going to leave the dam over for the next day? Amalo, kosher. He said, perfectly fine, it's kosher. Arvis, he asked him again at night, amalo, kosher. Shachris, he asked him again in the morning, amalo, kosher. Tzarayim, amalo, kosher. Mincha, amalo, kosher. The patience, he keeps answering the question. Elish of Lazar Posel, but finally at Mincha, he added one caveat. He says, yes, it's kosher, but you should know Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's posel. So whereas initially he just said kosher across the board, which was the shita that we presented as the shita satanakama, he then said, no, it's really a machlokas tanaim, which was the shita that we presented as the shita of Rabbi Elazar, the later Tana. But he never told him l'divrei akol that it's pasul, which is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, right? So tzavu panav shel Yosef Abavli. Yosef Abavli got very excited. Amar le Yosef k'meduma ani shalokim shmoseinu adata. From your excitement right now, it makes it sound like, you know, up until now the shir wasn't very good, that I wasn't getting it right until now. Amar le Rabbi, hein elish Rabbi Yehuda pasul shanali v'chazati al kol timad talmidav v'bikash li chav v'lo mitzasi. I have a tradition that Rabbi Yehuda held pasul, and I went to all the talmidim and I was looking for anyone else who ever heard Rabbi Yehuda say pasul, who ever heard that there's such a shir that it's pasul, and I couldn't find anyone who agrees. But now that you told me that Rabbi Elazar holds pasul, that Rabbi Eliezer holds pasul, you were machzir aveda to me. Now I said, that's why tzav upanav. That's why he was so excited, because it was like hashavas aveda he did, that I found this lost teaching. Zolgu einav demosh Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua. Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua became overcome with emotion when he saw how excited Yosef Abavli was. Amar ashreichem talmidei chachamim shedivrei Torah chaviv nalechem biyosef. How fortunate and praiseworthy are you Talmidei Chachamim, that Divrei Torah are so beloved to you. Kara lav ha-mikra zeh, and he said about him the pasuk, Ma ahavti sorasecha kol hayom yisichasi. That how much he loves the Torah, that he engages in Torah learning all day. But Lugufa Shalinian over here, what happened? And then he fills in, you should know. Hamipnesh Rabbi Yehuda b'no shal Rabbi Eloi, v'Rabbi Eloi talmido shal Rabbi Eliezer. L'fichach shanalach mishnas Rabbi Eliezer. If you want to know why Rabbi Yehuda taught you pasul, when I just told you that even when I finally let you in on the secret, that there's someone that holds pasul, but it's only Shita Rabbi Eliezer, the Chacham is still old kasher. So why would Rabbi Yehuda teach you Shitas Rabbi Eliezer that it's possible? You should know it's because Rabbi Yehuda is the son of Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Eloi is a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore he went to teach you his father's Rebbe's teaching. That's why he taught you possible, because he was teaching you Shitas Rabbi Eliezer. So says Marna, V'yisal kadai tach divrei kol pasul asnia mayach zartali avidasi iu plukta kamerle. We wanted to say before that Rabbi Yehuda holds that not only Rabbi Eliezer says pasul, even the Chacham say pasul. Even the Chacham who think that lechol dov shorei lahakti lahakti dov shorei lechol is kosher are going to say laniach damo chutzus mano is going to be pasul. And yet he just told him, the Rabbi Eliezer ben Shmuel just told him that it's a machlokes, not that it's pasul. So he still hasn't found someone who really says what Rabbi Yehuda says. Elamai. So what are you going to say? Kosher, Rabbi Elazar pasul asnia. You're going to tell me that what Rabbi Yehuda really taught him was that it was a machlokas, that the chum old kosher and only Rabbi Elazar old pasul. Iachim mai hamipnei. Then why would he tell him if Rabbi Yehuda initially taught it as a machlokas, and that's why he was machzir lo avedaso, because Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua now showed him that it was a machlokas. Well, then how come Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua had to then explain hamipnei? Oh, you know why Rabbi Yehuda taught it to you that way? It's only because he was a Talmud, he was a son of a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, if he just taught the machloka straight. Now, that whole explanation only makes sense if Rabbi Yehuda slanted it toward one side, if Rabbi Yehuda emphasized or only taught the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. So, we're all learning that it's a machloka. He didn't slant anything. No, must be that Rabbi Yehuda taught it that everyone holds pasul. Then why is Yosef Bavli getting excited about the Hashavas Aveda? There was no Hashavas Aveda because Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua did not teach Divrei HaKol Pasul. He taught Machlokas, that it's Machlokas Chacham and Rabbi Eliezer. So he still hasn't found anyone who really says what Rabbi Yehuda says, that Divrei HaKol Pasul. Because that was the first time he ever found anyone who quoted anybody who says pasul. So granted, it didn't go quite as far as Rabbi Yehuda went, because Rabbi Yehuda said that everybody holds pasul, but at least he opened the door to the possibility of someone saying pasul. So that's why he was excited at Zartali Avedasi, that at least you've opened the door, the possibility, to the fact that someone might say pasul. Now, since Ashreichem Talmidei Chachamim, he got so excited about the Talmud, about Yosef Abavli's excitement in Torah, says Ashreichem Talmid Chacham Shedivrei Torah Chavivin Aleichem BeYoser. Ben Yoyada points out that when Blazer Ben Shemua says that Divrei Torah are Chavivin Al Talmid Chacham BeYoser, David HaMelech says until him, Sasa Nochi Al Imrasecha kimotzei shalol rav, that he compares simchas haTorah kimotzei shalol rav, like finding a lot of money. So says the Ben Yoyada, you know what's special about Torah? Divrei Torah chaviv malechem biyoser, is because when you find money, you only experience great simcha when it's shalol rav, when you find a lot of money. But what happened over here? Achas, it was one teaching. He was learning all this stuff, but that one teaching was so exciting to him. He didn't find Rav, he didn't find a lot, and still he was so excited by the learning. So that's the Ashrechem Tamilicham Shedivrei Torah Chaviv Malechem Biyoser. That Divrei Torah is more Chaviv to you than money. It's not because the equivalent of money would have had to have been Kimotze Shalal Rav. You didn't have to find the Shalal Rav, you only found a single teaching. That's the beautiful explanation of the Ben Yoyada. Okay, says the now, lo yatzak. So there are a number of elements of the Karban Mincha, a number of parts of the or avodos of the Karban Mincha that are required, but are not ma'akev. If you don't do them, they're not going to be ma'akev. In order to understand all the things that our Mishnah is talking about, it's a good idea to chazer over how you bring a Karban Mincha, what the Seder Avodah was. So what would they do? So if it was a Mincha that was not a Mincha Schote, not a Mincha Sknos, a Mincha, normal Mincha, that came with Shemen, so what you would do is first you put Shemen into a Kli, then you would put flour on top of the Shemen, then you would put Shemen again on top of the flour, so now you have like flour sandwiched in Shemen, then you would be bolel, you'd mix around the flour and the oil together. If it was one of those menachos that got baked, that got cooked in some way, mincha that was b'machvas, b'marcheshes, b'tanur, so then you would do that, you would do the baking, the boiling, the cooking of the korban mincha, and now you would have a loaf. So after you'd have the loaf, if it's a minchas rikikin that was made in a tanner, you'd be moshech as a rikikin b'shemen. You'd have to put oil again on its surface, so a third placement of oil. And after the baking, they would then crush up the loaves of bread that they had, because you're going to have to take a kmitza. You can't take kmitza from a full loaf. So they would do a psisa. They would crush up the loaves that they would have, and then they would put a matan shemen. Well, this is the third matan shemen. The smearing it with oil wouldn't be considered matan shemen. But here they would pour more shemen now onto the psisos, onto these crushed up loaves, and then they would put levona on top of it. Then they would some menachos would require tenufa. All menachos would require hagasha, bringing it to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, and after the hagasha, they would have to do the kmitza. In order to do the kmitza, they'd move the lavona aside from the top. They would take the kmitza from the karban mincha, put the kometz into a kli shares, then put lavona on top of it, and bring the kometz to the mizbeach, and put do a malicha, put some salt on it, and be maktir and burn it. So says the Mishnah. What if lo yatzak? Lo balal, you didn't do the yitzika b'shemen, you didn't do the belila, v'lo pasas, you didn't do the crushing up into crumbs, v'lo malach, you didn't do the melicha at the end, v'lo hainif, you didn't do the waving of the karban melicha, lo hegish, you didn't bring it to the mizbeach. So I just told you the whole seder, and the Mishnah just completely went out of seder, right? The Mishnah identified all these avodos and didn't mention them in the proper order at all. So the Tosos points out in the bottom Tosos, the tenufa is going to come before the melicha. Ketanya b'sota v'heinav v'igish kamatz malach v'yikter. V'orah minin v'gemar l'kaman de'ein lomar lo malach kohen elazar v'chisal al-daitach shezar karav etzal mizbeach v'ayinim shum shaysa melicha achar tenufa v'agasha. So the Gemara is going to discuss which of these things mean it didn't happen at all, and which of them mean it didn't happen by a Kohen, but it happened by a Tzar. So it has to be done in a location where a Tzar could possibly go, which isn't even near the Mizbeach. So the order here is not 100% precise. Oshe p'sasim p'tim merubos, Mishnah goes on to say, or if when you do the p'sisa, you do p'tim merubos, we'll have to see what that means, v'lo mashchan, and you didn't do, or you didn't do the Mashicha, Kshera, then it's going to be Kasher. Then all of these things are not Ma'akev, it's still going to be Kasher. So says Gemara right away, Milo Yatzak. What does it mean that you were not Yatzak? Ile Milo Yatzak Klal, if it means that you didn't do Yitzika at all ikuva kasava. What do you mean? It's ma'akev. It should absolutely be possible without yitzika. No, elo lo yatzak kohen elazar. Lo yatzak means that a kohen didn't do the yitzika, a zar did the yitzika. So says Mar Ihachi, well, if everything in our Mishnah means that it wasn't done by a kohen, but was done by a zar, so how does that play out as you go further in the Mishnah? Ihachi lo balal nami. When it says lo balal kohen elazar, does that also mean that a kohen didn't do the belila, but a zar did the belila, and that's when it's still going to be kosher? Which implies halo balal klal psula, that if no one did the belila, that the carbon's going to be pasul. Well, we know that's not true. We know that even without the belila, it's kosher. How do we know that? Fatanan, we have a Mishnah. Shishim nivlalin. If you have 60 esronim, a flour, then it will get mixed in properly with the amount of oil that you put in the, with a log shemen, with one log of oil that you put in the carbon mincha, but shishim yachas ein nivlalin. If you put in 61 esronim of flour, oh, the whole belila is not going to work. And we challenge, we say, who cares if you're not going to be able to do the belila with 61 isarons of flour? It's kosher anyway, even if you don't do a belila. And therefore Rabbi Zeira taught us the important klal. Granted, you don't have to actually do the belila, but it has to be ro'i lebila. You have to have the right proportions to be able to do the belila. So, but bottom line, what do we see? That we wanted to suggest that our Mishnah, when it says lo balal, just means that a kohen was not balal, and that's why it's kosher. But if you don't do the bila at all, that's going to be pasul. But you see clearly, if you don't do the bila, it's still kosher. It's just as long as it's ra'i lebila. Says the Gemara, midi irya hakadisa v'hakadisa. Maybe the Mishnah is not consistent in its language. Maybe lo yatzak means lo yatzak kohen elazar. Lo yatzak means that a kohen didn't do the yitzika, but a zar did the yitzika. Lo balal means lo balal klal, and lo balal means that nobody did the bila, and still kosher, even if bila was not done at all. Tosfos over here asks the question: Minale l'Rabbi Zeira ha, lema lo balal kohen elazar kamo balo yatzak. How does Rabbi Zeira know to read the Mishnah that way? Maybe lo balal in our Mishnah just means that a kohen didn't do the bila, and a zar did it. And if a zar does it, it's going to be kosher. But if nobody does it, it's going to be pasul. How did Rabbi Zeira know it? Meaning, we're asking from the deal that we're making, you know, but from Rabbi Zeira. But how did Rabbi Zeira know? That's pshat in the Mishnah. V'shama kimle d'loksiva ikuva b'belila. Maybe it's because it never mentions belila b'loshon ikuva. V'im tomer v'atana b'akra d'ksiva belila b'minchas machas v'archashas v'afatana v'b'nasim v'chesas imni. Says Tosos, what do you mean? It says belila 1,000 times in the Torah. How could you say it's not the ikuva? All you need is shana l'avakos of la'akev. So he says, d'lo mishtam k'ra d'lichtal b'shum d'uchta. It mentions belila all over the place, never b'lashon sivui. Never says you must be bolel, and therefore Rabbi Zeira must have understood that that it's not ma'akev, that the belila itself is not going to be ma'akev. Says the Gemara, okay, but how does he know that? It says Tosos rather, how does he know that you need roi lebila? If it's not ma'akev, maybe it doesn't even need roi lebila. Svara bi'alma. If the Torah says to do bila, it's most mistaver that it needs to be roi. And you should know, says Tosos, this isn't only something that comes up in Korban Mincha, comes up all over Shas. By the Kriya of Chalitza, in Parak Mitzvah's Chalitza, and by the Kriya of Mikra Bikurim, this week's Parsha, our Daf Yom Bikurim, says, in Parak HaMocher HaSasvina, that all of these things are Kala Ra'ui. They don't need to be done, but it needs to be Ra'ui that it should be done. The person has to be able to speak, even though he doesn't have to actually do the Mikra Bikurim. If he's not able to speak, it's going to be Ma'akev, the Mikra Bikurim. The other example where the Gemara brings it up is in Kiddushin Daf Chavei, when it comes to the Beis Hastarim, that when a woman goes to the mikvah, or a man, if it's halachically required, he's a zav and he wants to go on harabayis, so when one goes to the mikvah, they have to make sure that the Beis Hastarim, the inside of the mouth, for example, the inside of the eyes, the inside of the ears, is cleaned out. Water doesn't have to go inside of the mouth. Yeah, but it needs to be ro'i l'bias ma'im. As long as it's ro'i l'bias ma'im, that's one of the questions every chassan asks. When I go through, when I teach with the chassanim, I go through what the chatifa is, what your wife is doing when she's preparing to go to the mikvah. So I talk about brushing the teeth and why no eating meat on the day of the tevilah, the minhag is kodesh shulchan aruch, not to eat meat on the day of the tevilah. But wait, water has to go in her mouth? No, water doesn't have to go in her mouth, but it needs to be ro'i l'bila. So it tells us, raises raises the question, by all the other cases of ra'ui, l'chachila you're actually supposed to do it. By tevila, there's no l'chachila that she should open up her mouth. So the Tosfos is bothered by that issue. That seems to be a significant issue. Okay, let's see the Gemara Vayta though, at the two dots. Osha pasas psisa pita merubos ksheira. If when you do the psisa, you do pita merubos, it's going to be kosher. Says Mar Hashlo pasas klal ksheira pita merubos mibayi. Look, if you don't do the psisa at all, it's going to be kosher. So what's the chiddush that if you do the psisa in a way that you make pita merubos, that it's going to be? Of course, that's going to be kosher. It's better than nothing. So and even nothing is kosher. So my pita merubos shariba bepsisin. No, pita merubos means that you overcrush it to the point that. It's not even like a flour anymore. So one might have thought that it's no longer kosher for kmitza. V'ibay semeliyolim pita merubos mamish, or maybe pita merubos means no large chunks. Umal detei mahasumu dika toras chala aleihen. Avlach delaka toras chala de lo toras chala ika velo toras psisa ika. I might have thought that you know if you don't do any psisa, at least you have chalos, right? So you need to have either chalos or psisin. But you didn't do a full psisa, but you did some psisa, so it's not chalos anymore because you did some psisa. You don't have psisin because you didn't do a full psisa. So I might have thought having it in between, making these big pieces, would be possible. So kamash malon, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, lema masnisin to look Rabbi Shimon. Our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Shimon. Detanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol kohen she'en moda ba'avoda, ein lo chilek b'kuna. Any kohen who's not moda ba'avoda, it has no chilek in kuna. What does it mean he's not moda ba'avoda? He thinks that that Moshe Rabbeinu was bada milibo, all of these ideas of what to do, and this is not from God that you're supposed to do these avodas. So any such kohen has no chilek in the kuna. Shnemar makav es dam shlam v'sachel mibnei Aaron lo siya shokayim in lamana. Moda ba'avoda yesh lo chilek b'kuna, and we're medayik that yes, if he's moda ba'avoda, he has a chilek in the kuna. Sheina moda ba'avoda, ein lo chilek b'kuna. Ve'ein li ela zubil vad. Minayin l'rabos tes vavavodos. How do I know that this applies to all avodos? What are all avodos? And here's going to be what our diuk is from. Here's what we list. The things that must be done by a kohen. Hayetzikos, vabalilos, vapsisos, vamelichos, vatenufos, vagashos, vakmitos, vaktaros, vamelikos, vakabalos, vazaos, vashkasota, varivas egla, vitaris mitzora, unasias kapayim and duchening, bainmi bifnim, bainmi bachutz. Minayin, tamalomar mi bnei aron, avoda mesrul bnei aron, kolkoin shein modba in lochelet. And avoda that's given to Bnei Aaron, any kohen is not moda in such an avoda, has no chilek b'kuna. Now, wait a second. We listed over here hayitzikos, that yitzikos must be done by Bnei Aaron. But in the Mishnah, we said that lo yatzak meant lo yatzak kohen elazar, it's still going to be kasher. So apparently, it doesn't have to be done dafka by Bnei Aaron. So I'm Rav Nachman lo kasha. Kan b'milchas kohanim, kan b'milchas yisol. Depends whether we're talking about a mincha of a kohen or a mincha of a Yisrael. Why should it make a difference? Mincha Yisrael the bas kmitza he mikmitza ve'elach mitzvah kuna. When it's a mincha of Yisrael which requires kmitza, so only from kmitza until the end is a kohen. Does a kohen have to be involved? Limit al yitzika b'lila shekshir bazar. But the earlier stages of yitzika and b'lila that could even be done by a zar. That is our mishnah. Minchas kohanim de'lav bas kmitza he. But a mincha of a kohen which isn't subject to kmitza, because the Bailim are the Kohen and the Shirayim would therefore go to Kuna, so we have Xeris HaKasim that whenever the Shirayim would go to the Bailim, that it's not going to be a Kasher Mincha, so Meikara Baya Kuhuna. So you never do a Kmitza, and therefore Meikara Baya Kuhuna. You need Kuhuna from the very beginning, from the very first step. So Amale Rava Michti Minchas Kohanim Mehechas Rabbi Liyitzika Minchas Yisrael. Well, wait a second. How do you even know that Minchas Kohanim needs Yitzika? You only know it from a Mincha of Yisrael. Well, Mahasam Ksher Bizar, Avakanamik Ksher Bizar. The Lamed shouldn't be more chamer than the Malamed. If by Minchas Yisrael it's kosher by Azar, then by Minchas Kohen it also has to be kosher to be done by Azar. So Yikadamri Yam Rav Nachman Lo Kasha. Others say that Rav Nachman answered slightly differently. Kan b'nikmatzos, kan b'she'inikmatzos. It depends whether we're talking about those types of korbanos, mincha, that have kmitza, or those that do not have kmitza. Amar le Rav Michti, Sheinik Matzos Mechis Rabbi Yitzika, Meinik Matzos. How do you know the Einik Matzos require Yitzika? From those that have Kmitza. Well, then, Kinik Matzos. Mahasim Ksher Bazar, Avakonamik Ksher Bazar. Just like those that have Kmitza, the Yitzika could be done by a Zar. So those that don't have Kmitza, the Yitzika should be able to be done by a Zar. And the Mechavart Mesis in the Lok Rabbi Shimon. So says, well, you know what? It's a Machlokas. It's a Machlokas whether Yitzika is Kasher Bazar. Now, it's interesting. One of the things, the rule that we said over here is that anyone who's not Mod Deva Avoda has Ein Lo Chelek Vekuna. It's a major discussion whether the same is true for Mechal Shabbos Faresia. Is that worse than Ein Mod Deva Avoda? And therefore, also Ein Lo Chelek Vekuna, big nafkamina bizman hazeh. Can you do Pidyon HaBen? Rav Vassar has a tshuva, says if you did Pidyon HaBen with the Kohen as Mechal Shabbos Faresia, you do Pidyon HaBen again with a bracha. He says it's not even a shayla, it's not even a suffix that maybe the B'no Padui. It's not Padui at all, because he's definitely considered someone who's Ein Mod Deva Avoda. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll elaborate on the machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon.